I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
It's high time. Pumped to be here. This is awesome. And honestly, like, I just thought it was like such a tiny little room. So this is crazy. There's so many things to look at. I just want to, yeah, peruse the shelves. So a spoon hook. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I just have to point out that Adam back here, he's our bass player, but he whittled these spoons himself. That's yeah. Hold them up. Yeah, I mean, it's like spoon playing is one thing, but like whittling your own, I'm impressed. So, brand new record. This is a song off the new record, and it's just about all the little weirdos that are in all of our families, and I'm speaking for myself as well. I know we all have some aunts and uncles that, you know, made some bad decisions. We don't really talk about it that much, but we still invite them to Thanksgiving. We love them anyway. This is called Family is Family. They're there for your worst year. They give you your first beer when you get get your heart broke. They're there for your worst year. Don't get you at all, but your apple don't fall too far from home. They own too much wicker and drink too much liquor. You wash your hands of them, the blood's always thicker. You might look just like them, that don't mean you like them, but you love them. Church or in prison, you get what you get and you don't get to pick them. They might smoke like chimneys, but give you their kidneys. Friends come in handy, but family is family. They're there when you're married, divorced and remarried. You fall out of touch, but then someone gets buried. About them, but if someone else does well, then you'll knock them out. Cause when it's all said and done, they're the only ones that you got. Family is family, in church or in prison. You get what you get, and you don't get to pick them. They might smoke like chimneys, but give you their kidneys. Yeah, friends come. Tell you who's sparkling in their suits behind me. Over there, he's from Chicago. He's playing the very country pedal steel guitar, and he's sometimes our yogi of the band, Mr. Adam Ohlendorf. Right next to him on the bass, his name is also Adam. He's a bass player, but also a whittler, and he has a good mustache. Adam Kiefer. Back here in the corner, he is probably one of the funniest people that I've ever known. His name is Scott Quintana. Yeah. Oh, and he's on the drums. And over here on my left is the Kyle Ryan. He's a badass juggler and plays a million different instruments. Kyle Ryan, everybody. And last but not least, this is our band leader. He's also my love, and he's from Jasper, Texas. He keeps us in line, Misa Arriaga. So what key is this one in? Wait, six. Never mind. Cool.
It's gonna be hard to hear this, so just.
Alrighty. This one's called Late to the Party. Tables.
good.
All right. So we're not leaving. We brought sleeping bags, and we're just gonna stay. Thank you so much for having us. Seriously, it's definitely our pleasure. We love it. So.
One suit.
What'd you say?
Leave me in one suit.
Yeah, okay, yeah, totally. Lights, everything. So the name of the new record is called Pageant Material. And it's just kind of a satirical song, just kind of poking fun at myself for not always being a robot. And here it is, Pageant Material. Thank you all so much for listening. Really appreciate it. So much fun being here. Thank you. Okay. There's certain things you're supposed to know when you're a girl who grows up in the South. I try to use my common sense, but my foot always ends up in my mouth. And if I had to walk a runway in high heels in front of the whole town, I'd fall down. My mama cried when she realized I higher than my hair, and it ain't that I don't care about what like I said, we don't want to leave. but also, I just want to say that how great of a day is today. Crazy, and if I keep talking about it, I'm gonna get emotional. But my sister called me this morning, ugly crying about the legalization of gay marriage, and I just think it's insane. And so while we're here, if it's okay with y'all, I would love to do Follow Your Arrow. I think it's appropriate. Now that it's all legal, I don't have anything to sing about. But here we go anyway.
Justice upon